Vieira. Wolves trying to build a first attack with a Fobe through the middle. He's got Sacco to his left. He doesn't know he's there. He goes for goal and finds it. What a great goal from a Fobe in the first seconds of the second half. And Wolves are in front. And a Fobe with a gallop through the centre that drew more and more defenders to him. Sacco was advancing to the left. That looked the obvious pass. But a Fobe was of one mind only to go for goal. And puts it into the corner. And what a fillip for Wolves. In the first minute of the second half, a Fobe scores and it's Forest nil. Wolves one.
Sacco and Edwards trying to work their way in from the left-hand side. And Sacco's getting into the area. And down he goes. It's a penalty. Right on the edge of the area where the challenge was made. And Sacco went tumbling over. And Wolves are going to have a penalty to give them potentially a decisive lead in this match with 19 minutes to go. Is it going to be 2-0? It is! 2-0 with 18 minutes to go. Sacco's penalty efficiently dispatched beyond Darlow, who he sent the wrong way. And Sacco slides on his knees in front of the jubilant Wolves supporters, leading 2-0 at Nottingham Forest, closing in on the top six. Wolves in position here for a memorable win. Sacco adds to a Fobe's goal. 2-0 now. Well, there might be an opportunity for Patterson here, and it's broken to Blackstock, and that is a goal for Forest in the last seconds. Blackstock has scored for Forest. It's 2-1. There are only a few seconds left to go, but the ball running loose in the Wolves penalty area, and it was a good finish from the substitute. So not quite there. 2-1.
Kenny, what's your thoughts after that one today?
Delighted to win. I felt that Forest put us under a lot of pressure in the first 20 minutes, a lot of energy. Crowd were right behind them. We defended well in that period, very well. Reduced or kept them away from our goal and looked solid defensively, particularly Iorfer, I felt, kept Antonio quiet in a key period. And then we came through it and started to look a threat ourselves. Lehigh saved off the line from Dicko's chance, where he was unlucky. Just after half time, then Bennett's got a cracking goal that, you know, in a tight game has put our noses in front. After that, we were very professional, got the second goal. We needed it, and good overall performance.
I think that's 9 goals in 15 games for Bennett Kofobe now. He's certainly repaying your faith in him.
He is, yeah. I mean, we worked together at Millwall when he was on loan, and I'm delighted now, you know, coming to Wolves, that we've been able to take him permanent, because, you know, after a little while on and around the loan circuit, I thought he was ready for a permanent home.
You got the second goal through a penalty from Bakary Sacco. Nailed on penalty?
Yeah, I thought it was. And, you know, he's just come into the box, towed it past. I think it was Lansbury who brought him down.
It's a very congested top of the Championship table. So many teams competing for playoffs and automatic promotion. All you can do, I suppose, is just keep winning your games and not worrying about other sides.
Yeah, very much so, and everybody plays at different times. There's still some of the, looks like the top eight. I don't know what Forest's opinion is, but it looks like the top eight clubs, and we'll see when they all have played and they all settled. But for us anyway, we have to follow this up with Leeds United now. You know, we're looking forward to the game. Be a big crowd at Molineux on Monday, and we've really got to focus on that job now.
Your players seem very hungry. They seem very organised, and obviously you're on a great run at the moment. What is the mood like around the place?
Determined. I think there's a good focus amongst the players. I think they're a professional group and keen to consistently improve.
There's a great sense of theatre and drama around this game today. Big crowd in, a lot of noise. As you say, Forest really tore into you at the start. It took a lot of character from your players to stand up to that.
Yeah, we did, and you know, in the first 20 minutes there, I was looking to see which way, you know, the game would go. But, you know, we had a really good defensive base, I felt, that helped us, and you know, we then built into the game as we went.
Did you change anything? I know the timing of the goal is very, very important right at the start of the second half, but the whole pattern of the game seemed completely different in the second half. The team looked much more confident. Was that just down to the goal, or was there something else that you changed?
No, I didn't think anything had changed. Probably Antonio had gone over and played on the right wing against Goldbourne, but that was the only, you know, change from either side, in my opinion. We certainly didn't change anything, and you know, for Bennett, he found that pocket very well and then drove up the pitch. His decision was then, was he going to go past the last man, or attempt to go past the last man, or shoot. He's chose the right option and put it in the corner.